Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Casper teen located, man found with in custody. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A multi-state Amber Alert issued last Thursday for a missing 14-year-old girl came to a close after she was located in Arizona. The teen, 14-year-old Gracelyn Pratt, was found with 36-year-old James Martin late Friday afternoon. The missing persons report came after Pratt failed to come home from school on Wednesday afternoon. Her legal guardian suspected she could be with a family acquaintance and was able to give a description of Martin and his vehicle. Detectives discovered the two had been communicating for a long period of time prior to her disappearance. According to Cowboy State Daily News, Pratt is being held by the Arizona Department of Family Services and will soon be returned to her guardians in Casper. Due to crossing state lines, the FBI have taken over the investigation. Martin was arrested for interference with custody, according to the interstate warrant. In a statement released Saturday on Facebook from the Casper Police Department, they would like to thank the countless number of law enforcement agencies and the countless number of alert citizens who played an active role in ensuring a safe and peaceful resolution to this incident. Wyoming Republican Party leadership are not happy with U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis' vote in support of same-sex marriage access nationwide. According to Cowboy State Daily News, party leadership sent an email Thursday denouncing her vote, saying, "Yesterday's vote on the Respect for Marriage Act sadly saw our own Senator Lummis vote aye." It continued by saying, "This act threatens religious liberties and is opposed to the Wyoming Republican Party platform, which was adopted unanimously at the May 2022 Republican State Convention by more than 400 delegates from across the state." Lummis defended her decision to vote yes on entertaining the bill by saying it is upholding the Wyoming Constitution's promise of equality. In addition, the bill carves out provisions so that Christians and other people of faith cannot be forced to perform same-sex marital ceremonies, Lummis said. U.S. Senator John Barrasso voted against moving the bill forward, citing his belief that marriage is between a man and a woman. His representative said he has had the same stance since he was in the Wyoming State Senate. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.